Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to describe a memorable virtual experience in IELTS speaking. In recent years, virtual experiences have become increasingly prevalent in our daily lives. As such, it's no surprise that the topic of describing a memorable virtual experience has gained popularity in IELTS speaking tests. This article will guide you through how to effectively answer questions related to this topic, providing sample answers and valuable tips to help you achieve a high band score. Understanding the topic. Before diving into the specifics, it's crucial to understand what constitutes a memorable virtual experience. This could encompass a wide range of activities, including online courses or workshops, virtual tours of museums or historical sites, digital concerts or performances, virtual reality gaming sessions, online conferences or seminars. The key is to choose an experience that left a lasting impression on you and that you can discuss in detail. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In this section, the examiner may ask you some general questions about virtual experiences. Here are a few examples. Do you often participate in virtual activities? What kind of virtual experiences do you enjoy the most? How do you think virtual experiences compare to real-life ones? Let's look at a sample answer for the first question. Do you often participate in virtual activities? Sample answer 7. Yes, I do participate in virtual activities quite often. I usually attend online classes for my university courses and sometimes join virtual fitness sessions. It's become a regular part of my routine, especially since the pandemic started. Sample answer. Absolutely. Virtual activities have become an integral part of my daily life. I frequently engage in a diverse range of online experiences, from attending cutting-edge webinars in my field of study to participating in immersive virtual art exhibitions. The convenience and accessibility of these digital platforms have revolutionized the way I learn and interact with the world. Part 2, Long-Term. Here's a sample cue card related to the topic. Describe a recent virtual experience that was memorable. You should say what the experience was, when and where you had this experience, who you shared this experience with, and explain why it was memorable. Remember, you have 1 minute to prepare and 1 2-minute to speak. Here's a sample answer. Sample answer band 6-7. I'd like to talk about a virtual concert I attended last month. It was a performance by my favorite band, and I watched it from my living room. I shared this experience with my sister, who's also a big fan of the band. The concert was streamed live, and we watched it on our smart TV. The band performed all their hit songs, and they also interacted with the audience through a chat feature. What made it memorable was the unique way they engaged with fans. They took song requests and even played a few acoustic versions of their popular tracks. The sound quality was excellent, and the camera work made us feel like we were right there on stage with them. It was a new experience for me to attend a concert virtually, but I found it quite enjoyable. I liked that I could enjoy the music comfortably from home without dealing with crowds or travel. Overall, it was a memorable experience because it showed me how technology can bring entertainment right into our homes in such an interactive way. It wasn't quite the same as a live concert, but it was special in its own right. Sample answer, band 8-9. I'd like to share a profoundly impactful virtual experience I had recently, an immersive virtual reality tour of the Louvre Museum in Paris. This cutting-edge digital excursion took place last month, and I embarked on this cultural journey from the comfort of my study. I shared this enriching experience with my art history professor and a group of classmates, which added layers of intellectual discourse to our virtual exploration. We donned VR headsets and were instantly transported to the hallowed halls of one of the world's most renowned art institutions. What made this experience truly memorable and awe-inspiring was the unprecedented level of detail and interactivity. We could zoom in on brushstrokes of masterpieces like the Mona Lisa, gaining insights that would be impossible in a traditional museum setting. The 3D renderings of sculptures allowed us to examine them from every angle, providing a comprehensive understanding of their form and texture. Our virtual guide, an AI-powered art historian, offered personalized information tailored to our individual interests, enhancing our learning experience exponentially. We could pose questions and receive in-depth explanations about the artwork's historical context, techniques used, and the artist's inspirations. This virtual tour was particularly poignant as it democratized access to world-class art, transcending geographical boundaries and physical limitations. It showcased the potential of technology to revolutionize education and cultural experiences, making them more inclusive and engaging. The experience was etched in my memory, not just for its technological marvel, but for how it ignited my passion for art in ways I never thought possible. It demonstrated the power of virtual reality to bridge gaps in understanding and foster a deeper appreciation for human creativity across centuries and cultures. Follow-up questions. How do you think virtual experiences will evolve in the future? Are there any downsides to virtual experiences compared to real-life ones? Sample answer for question 1, band 8-9. I believe virtual experiences will undergo a transformative evolution in the coming years. We're likely to see exponential advancements in sensory integration, allowing users to not just see and hear, but also touch and perhaps even smell elements of the virtual world. Haptic feedback technology will probably become more sophisticated, providing a more tangible and immersive experience. Moreover, I anticipate that artificial intelligence will play a pivotal role in personalizing virtual experiences, adapting them in real time to users' preferences and reactions. This could revolutionize fields like education, healthcare, and entertainment, offering tailor-made experiences that cater to individual needs and learning styles. Additionally, I foresee a blurring of lines between virtual and augmented reality, creating hybrid experiences that seamlessly blend digital elements with the physical world. This could transform how we interact with our environment, from navigating cities to experiencing art and conducting business. However, as these technologies advance, it will be crucial to address ethical considerations and potential social impacts. Striking a balance between the benefits of virtual experiences and maintaining real-world connections and skills will be a significant challenge for society to navigate. Part 3, two-way discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some examples. How do you think virtual experiences are changing education? What are the potential drawbacks of relying too much on virtual experiences? In what ways might virtual experiences impact social interactions in the future? Let's look at a sample answer for the first question. How do you think virtual experiences are changing education? Sample answer. I think virtual experiences are having a big impact on education. They're making learning more accessible to people all over the world. Students can now attend classes from anywhere, which is really convenient. Virtual experiences also allow for more interactive learning, like virtual labs for science subjects. However, there are some challenges too, like the lack of face-to-face interaction and the need for good internet connectivity. Sample answer, band 8-9. Virtual experiences are revolutionizing the educational landscape in multifaceted ways. Firstly, they're democratizing access to knowledge, breaking down geographical and socioeconomic barriers. Students from remote areas can now engage with world-class educators and resources, leveling the playing field in terms of educational opportunities. Moreover, virtual experiences are transforming pedagogical approaches. They allow for immersive learning environments that can bring abstract concepts to life. For instance, history students can virtually walk through ancient civilizations, while medical students can practice complex procedures in risk-free virtual settings. This experiential learning often leads to deeper understanding and retention of information. Additionally, virtual experiences are fostering a more personalized approach to education. Adaptive learning technologies can tailor content and pace to individual students' needs, ensuring optimal engagement and progress. This level of customization was previously unfeasible in traditional classroom settings. However, it's crucial to acknowledge that this shift also presents challenges. The digital divide remains a significant issue, and there are concerns about the development of social skills in predominantly virtual environments. Striking a balance between virtual and in-person experiences will be key to harnessing the full potential of these technological advancements in education. Key vocabulary and phrases. To achieve a high band score, it's essential to use a range of vocabulary and complex sentence structures. Here are some key terms and phrases that can help elevate your responses. Immersive, adjective, providing, involving, or characterized by deep absorption or immersion in something. Example, the virtual reality game provided an immersive experience that felt incredibly realistic. Revolutionize. Verb, to change something, radically or fundamentally. Example, virtual experiences have revolutionized the way we interact with art and culture. Cutting edge, cutting edge, adjective, the most advanced stage of development, innovative or pioneering. Example, the museum's virtual tour utilized cutting-edge technology to provide an unparalleled viewing experience. Democratize, verb, to make something accessible to everyone. Example, online courses have helped to democratize education, making it available to people regardless of their location. Paradigm shift, noun, a fundamental change in approach or underlying assumptions. Example, the rise of virtual experiences represents a paradigm shift in how we perceive and interact with the world. Examiner's advice, to excel in discussing virtual experiences in your IELTS speaking test. Prepare diverse examples. Have a range of virtual experiences ready to discuss, from education to entertainment. Focus on details. Provide specific information about your experiences to make your answers more vivid and engaging. Express personal opinions. Don't just describe the experience, share your thoughts and feelings about it. Use advanced vocabulary. Incorporate sophisticated terms related to technology and virtual experiences. Practice fluency. Work on speaking smoothly and confidently about this topic. By following these tips and using the sample answers as inspiration, you'll be well prepared to discuss virtual experiences in your IELTS speaking test. Remember, the key is to provide detailed, thoughtful responses that showcase your English language skills. For more guidance on IELTS speaking topics, check out our articles on how to describe a time when you learned something new and how to talk about a memorable event you attended. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.